This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, the WHL's 2015 Prospect Combines program is all ready for another round in the spring. We'll tell you more about the elite testing program that's making its way through Western Canada for WHL prospects. The Kamloops Blazers were involved in a serious medical emergency on their way home from a recent road trip. We'll tell you what they encountered. First up, Kelowna Rockets overage forward Tyrell Goulburn is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. A voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, spoke with a rugged winger whose weekend included a hat trick on home ice against the Everett Silvertips.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Tell me about that weekend against the Everett Silvertips. It went well for your team, but also went pretty well for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough team to play against, and to have personal success, you need to have your whole team going and your line going. So I credit a lot to Rorcharche and Nick Merkley, but you know, it was a good weekend, and I felt good about it.
Yeah, Golba, you scored the 5,000th goal in Kelowna Rocket history. Did you know at the time it was that milestone goal?
You know, I think everybody was trying to go for it the game before, but yeah, I think I did. I knew at the time when it happened. I was pretty proud of it.
It was a great goal that you did score. You also had a real nice shorthanded goal in that back-to-back set against the Everett Silvertips. And tell me about what you do shorthanded in order to create some offensive opportunities.
Well, I mean, I just I saw Lenny skating around with the puck, and I didn't know if he was going to shoot or not. And I saw they all went towards him on one side, so I just used my speed and got open in the middle, and you know, yelled as loud as I could, and he hit me. And you know, I was alone with the goalie, and I managed to beat him.
You talked about your great speed. You also had a real nice goal in that back-to-back games against Everett where you broke in on right wing, essentially took the puck all the way down the ice before sending it in front for Merkley to tap it home. Did he pat you on the shoulder after that one? Because you did all the work.
You know what? That's usually him doing that for me. So, you know, he didn't pat me on the back. But, you know, I saw him there, and I looked up and I saw him quickly.
Since the Western Hockey League trading deadline, it seems like you've really elevated your play. Are you glad that that's behind? Was there any worry in your mind? Because you seem to be a bit of a different player.
No, I just, after the Christmas break, I didn't really like the way I played over the break. And right before the break, actually. And, you know, when I came back, I wanted to have a good second half of the season. And, you know, for me personally, it's really important for me to have a good second half. So, you know, that's mainly what it was. And the trade deadline took a little bit of pressure off my back as well. But, you know what, ever since Christmas, I've just been really a lot more focused.
You've been a way better player, no question about that. And fighting really hasn't been a big part of your game. Some would say, well, that would hurt a lot of players that are really in a good role, that play a designated tough guy type of role like you do. But it's nice to know you can play both sides of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I say it a lot. I don't want to be labeled as one-dimensional, and this has been a good year for me to work on other things, especially playing with those two guys. And you know, I still can't forget who I am as a player, but it's nice to develop other things as well.
You were a draft pick of the Philadelphia Flyers, a third rounder. You want to sign a contract, and right to put up good numbers as well here in the second half or down the stretch here would be huge for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Philly's looking at me as a, you know, there's a reason why they drafted me, and they never want me to lose that aspect of my game. But you know, it's just going to help me in the future when I can develop more things to my game.
So Tyrell Goulburn, if you have to correct anything in your game right now in your final year in the WHL, what would it be? What do you think you need to elevate?
Probably just my consistency and ozone patience. I think those are the main two things. I think I do a pretty good job everywhere else.
Right on. Hey, you do a good job. Your team has as well. You look for more success down the stretch here. How tough will the remaining 20-odd games be?
Well, they're going to be really tough. I mean, every team's going to play us the same way. Every team wants to beat us because, you know, we do have a target on our back. So we have to prepare the same way for every team as well, no matter what place they're in.
Tyrell Goulburn, congratulations on being named the WHL Player of the Week.
Thank you.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Kamloops Blazers were involved in an emergency situation on a recent trip over the Coquihalla Highway. The team pulled over for a rest stop at the summit between Hope and Merritt on their way home from Victoria. It quickly escalated when an elderly lady went into cardiac arrest. Blazer athletic trainer Colin Toledo Robinson was first on scene.
Right away, I could hear in her voice something was going on, and you know, an elderly lady had a severe heart attack, so went and did what we could to help her.
Both Robinson and Blazer head coach Don Hay began CPR. Now, Hay's a former firefighter. He jumped right to action.
You never want to be in that situation, but a lady was down having a heart attack, and Toledo's trained in first aid. I've been there as a firefighter, so we just did what I think anybody would do and try to help out. I wish it would have been a little more successful. At the same time, I'm glad with the effort that our group was able to help out.
The two performed CPR for over a half hour as they waited for an ambulance to arrive from Hope.
It's a really tough situation. That's a bad spot to have a situation like that. But I thought everybody that helped out was valuable, and everybody put in their best efforts.
The 76-year-old would die as paramedics arrived. Robinson and Hay definitely working hard to resuscitate.
I don't know the lady. I don't know her name. I don't know anything about her. But, you know, I like to think that there's a lot of people out there in the world that do that stuff. You know, you talk about firefighters, talk about policemen that go out there and do this every day. And I'm just happy that we were there and could do what we could. And I'm glad I had Hazer there that has some training as well. And together we just did what we had to do to try and bring her back, and just doing the right thing, being good people.
The WHL's 2015 Prospects Combine program all set for another year. The WHL's Director of Player Development and Recruitment, Kurt Hill, takes us through what they're all about.
Yeah, the Western Hockey League Combines program is a program that we've put in place to obviously assist with minor hockey skill development and player development primarily across Western Canada and Western United States. It pretty much entails comprehensive on and off ice testing using state-of-the-art equipment that we've put in place for these kids to use out there.
Awesome. Now, I know there is a change this year. You've actually added an extra day to the camp. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we've added a second day to the camp. I mean, last year our camp just pretty much entailed the testing and a WHL information session, where this year we're going to have a second day that's going to actually include on-ice practices that is going to have drills designed by coaches to improve critical areas of the game that they were tested on the day before and get some of the feedback on how they can improve in different areas on the ice based on their test scores. And then we'll also have some games involved as well for scouting purposes.
What age groups are we looking for here? What's the target of the combine camps?
It's from ages from a 2003 age group right up to the 2000s. I mean, it's anyone playing second year peewee or higher, essentially, is what we would be targeting for these camps.
What can a player and maybe a parent expect here at these camps as far as what this will mean for their hockey future? Is there something here down the road? Is this more of an identification process? Is that the main goal of the camp?
I think that one of the biggest things is obviously to have the players come in and be tested and to give them a realistic idea of where they at in their peer group. You know, all their scores get entered into a database, and a player that is tested can go on to the database afterwards and see where they rank against everybody that's been tested amongst their age categories. So, you know, looking at your test scores and kind of seeing where you're at on a personal level and doing some personal evaluation is great for player development and, you know, maybe looking at different areas where you can improve, maybe taking your test scores back to your training facility and showing them how you did and the areas where you feel maybe you need to focus on a bit more on the ice or off the ice as well.
What's the mood? What's the feeling around these combine camps? You've been around them now for a couple of years, so there should be a level of excitement here for these players.
100%. Whenever any player comes to our combine camps, they're extremely excited. You know, there's a little bit of nerves for a lot of players coming to a Western Hockey League event for the first time. So there definitely are nerves involved, but for the most part, the players, you know, they're very excited to be there, and it's different for them. You know, you're not in your team atmosphere anymore, so you get a great opportunity to meet a lot of the different players that are there. And you know, it is testing, so whenever you hear that word test, and it is something that players do focus on, and they're excited about being a part of. And you know, a lot of the times when you're comparing yourself against your buddy on the ice or trying to do better than the next guy behind you or in front of you, you know, there's always that competition aspect as well. So there's been great feedback, and it's something our staff loves being involved in.
I know, Kurt, there's been several current WHL players to take part in these tests. Jake Virtanen, Sam Reinhardt, Braden Point, Madison Bowie, you all played World Juniors, of course, this Christmas break. But when you look at the schedule here, where are these camps going to be held? What's the timeline we're looking at?
Yeah, the camps are going to begin at the end of March, and Vancouver is going to be our first stop there, and then we're going to move right across Western Canada. We're in early April. We'll be in Calgary, late May in Edmonton, early June in Regina, and then late June in Winnipeg. So we'll be hitting the five major cities across Western Canada. Registration can all be done on the WHL on the website there, and or through the Okanagan Hockey Group's website. Obviously, they're our official testing partners in this process, so all of the registration and combine information can be found on the Western Hockey League website under Prospect Central.
Kurt Hale is the Director of Player Development and Recruitment for the WHL for the upcoming 2015 Prospect Combines program beginning in March across Western Canada. Kurt, thanks for being our guest, and good luck there in the spring, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests and also thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.